The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything and really... if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts, all ad-free.
That's Stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one is Jess McKenna. We've got Dana Wicks, somewhat near the sticks, but not on the sticks. On the sticks, Dana, how you doing?
I'm doing good. We also have Brett on the fret, or near a fret, Morris.
We got Scott Passarella, hella cool.
Whoa!
Who is muted and making music for us right now, but he is hella cool.
Or is he muted?
And Brett really showed his NorCal roots in that moment.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But we also are joined today by one of our dear favorite guests.
It's Woodbert the Wooden Frog. The show is brought to you by What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make? Hopefully we'll find out what sound the wooden frog makes this week. But so far we have not. So we'll see. But that's so funny that you said that, Jessica, because we actually do also have another dear guest to us.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I would argue to say maybe dearer than Woodbert.
I'll confidently say dearer than Woodbert. And I love Woodbert.
Listen, we live, we die by Woodbert, but this person we live and die by more. You know her from Yo, Is This Racist? We're so excited for the upcoming Space Force. You know her from being on this podcast several times and just shining her beacon of light, specifically maybe even as Bumble Grab.
Bumble Grab's the cat that drives a kite. Please
welcome
to the pod.
It's our favorite, Donnie Newsom.
Tawny Newsom. Excellent question. See, we really like saying stuff together. That's sort of part of Jess and I's thing, and we can't do it now. It doesn't really work.
Yeah, it's tough.
Your brand.
It's tough being a unison-based comedy duo during these times.
All of our best jokes are really just sentences said simultaneously.
You know what's funny? I realize if a joke isn't very funny, if you get two different humans to say it at the same time, you double the funny.
That's true.
You're giving away most of our secrets.
You can take real C-plus jokes and make them B-plus jokes.
The keys are say them together and then also stare afterwards until people are like, I guess I'll laugh.
Yeah, I guess they won't keep going until I laugh.
Yeah, you bully them into laughing, or you make them doubt. Like, at first they were like, I don't think that was that funny. But then you stare at them and then they self-doubt creeps in and they're like, maybe I don't know what's funny.
I love that. I love to create a space with my comedy that's based on self-doubt.
But
absolutely.
Also, I think you're right, Tawny, though. I think it is important as the comedian to be the one in the room who knows what's funny? And everyone else just sort of didn't need to get on your train because exactly. If they knew what was funny, they would also be on doing what you're doing. And sometimes they are. But sometimes they're not. They are. Sometimes they're just watching.
Well, sometimes they are the funniest person in their improv class, even though they have a very lucrative career in real estate or accounting or something. But,
yeah,
you know.
Ain't that unfair. But some people just got all the skills, selling houses and making improv jokes.
Yep.
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 Would you be a good realtor?
No.
You were on a show about real estate. Did you glean any knowledge? Shout out Bajillion Dollar Properties.
I just tried to say earnest money a lot to sound like I knew anything about it. Escrow. I just threw around buzzwords. I tried not those to learn
both,
anything.
Those are both good. I feel like the number one thing I hear when someone is showing a house in an improv scene is they talk about the crown molding of a room.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, that is what someone would be like, well, this house has excellent crown molding.
Yeah. I don't even know really what crown molding, I mean, I guess it's like a baseboard, but up high and thicker, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And in a certain pattern,
it's putting some
right?
of that molding on the crown of the room, you know, it's just putting a little crown cap.
Oh, the crown refers to the top of the room.
Yeah, a little hat on the room.
A hat on a hat.
Listen, I don't want to put a hat on a hat, but
I'll put a hat on a room.
I am big on, I've pulled the specific, I believe on this show, definitely on this show, I'm really into calling out the backsplash, but that's a little hack at this point, but like backsplash, subway tile, those are like butcher block countertops.
Open concept.
Yeah.
Open
Anything
concept.
Anything that the Property Brothers were pushing in literally every remodel that they do.
I was going to say, I feel like the HGTV of it all has really infused some real buzzy words into all of our, you know, shiplap. Of course. The big one is shiplap.
Suddenly What's that one? I forget shiplap.
Pretends to know what shiplap is. It's just like wood paneling, basically, but it is a specific type of, as opposed to tongue and groove, which sits a certain way, shiplap lays differently. It's like it's literally referenced how two pieces of wood fit together.
Is shiplap always horizontal? I feel like that's it can be vertical too.
It can indeed be vertical.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're asking the big questions here.
Well, I also am very intrigued because Tani, through Instagram, I'm very interested always in the camper that she's renoing. It's so cool. It's house reno on a smaller scale. It's so exciting to watch.
Thank you. Yes, a smaller scale and a weird like stir crazy, what do I have laying around the yard type of a vibe. Now, my husband Nate is doing like real, he's actually working on it today. He just came in to get a Coke Zero down here.
Coke Zero, all the flavors of Coke, zero calories. Get in the Zero, Coke Zero.
Coke Zero.
All the flavors of Coke, none of the judgment.
This Coke Zero takes you from Coke Zero to Coke Hero.
But not Coke Hero, because that has calories. And this doesn't. Did we mention there's no calories? Because it's zero.
The zero in Coke Zero refers to the number of calories in the Coke, which is none. Drink a refreshing Coke, but with none of the calories. What makes it taste? We'll never tell. It's science.
How many calories? Zero.
Zero.
There's 100 calories in Coke Zero. Sorry, did I say 100? I meant none. The first number is zero. And then the other two numbers in 100 are correct.
Yeah. So 100 is two-thirds of the way there to what Coke Zero actually is.
Numbers-wise, it's two-thirds of the way there. We just have to get rid of this pesky one, and then it will be accurate. Double zero is the same as 10. Infinite zeros is the same as 10.
Here's the thing about math. It's fun and delicious when it's in a can of Coke Zero.
I'm sorry, I do need to hear a song about math being both fun and delicious. Emphasis on the delicious. I don't know who needs to sing it, but this needs to happen.
Thank you for calling that. I feel like that's my boy Zach on that track.
I gotcha.
Let's see here.
Now my brain is like truly being like, but are you going to be able to do anything other than a song about Coke Zero? And the answer is we'll see.
Okay, so
there's a lot of diet sodas out there.
Tani, if you look at the Dropbox of tracks, you can look at their titles.
Okay.
If there's one that you feel like is calling to you that pairs well.
I mean, it seems like saloon cowboy, it seems like that lends itself to speaking about beverages.
I love it.
Love it. So this is about how math, it was one more time. This is the song about
fun and delicious,
both fun and delicious. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Ooh. Five, six, seven. I sit out on my porch under the hot noon sun. I'm pretty parched, so I reach for a one. One is the number of fresh lemonade I'm gonna put in my mouth at the end of the day. And that's a number more like a yumber. Num, num, num on that math. A number more like a yumber. Math be more delicious by half. I'd really like to multiply the apples in my belly. An addition of a little grape jelly. Ooh, subtract the hunger that I have. Nothing is delicious as a whole bunch of math. Not to put too fine of a decimal point on it, I'd like to eat a Shakespeare sonnet. How do you eat that? Well, it's paper, you see. I'm just chewing on a processed tree. And you know, don't forget about division. I'm gonna divide some liquid, that's my decision. I take a bottle of whiskey and pour it in half. Half in my mouth and half in my lap. I got a big wet crotch and I'm drunk off gin. I added in some gin and now the fun can begin. So many numbers and so many drinks. Math is more delicious than you ever could think. What's this? I got an order of operations. The first thing that I'm doing is having an eating vacation. The first thing that I'm eating is a minus sign. Minus is a pancake and the sign is the wine. I dip a wine in pancake and a pancake in wine. Food that looks like math, ooh, it's so mighty fine. The math is delicious and the science is too. Yum, these numbers, what else can I do? Yum, yum, yumming on these numbers. More like yumbers to me. Num, 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 yumming on these numbers. So delicious, you see, I'm eating that math.
The song is another minute and a half long, but I decided that that's about how long I wanted to sing about math. That was also
keep
good.
Going.
I'm not going to keep going. That was a wonderful
really
song.
Covered a great deal. You got to PEMDAS.
I did get to the order of operations, but I didn't get into what it meant because I had forgot the term PEMDAS until just now.
Hey, man, we all heard it. We filled in the blank for you.
Thanks, y'all. That song brought to you by Coke Zero. Coke Zero, the drink with none of the calories and all of the Coke.
Wait, I feel like my mnemonic for PEMDAS was please ignore my dear Aunt Sally.
Yeah.
That's not how you spell ignore.
Excuse.
Excuse. Thank you. I was
you're
like,
not ignoring her. You can't ignore her. She showed up drunk to a pool party again, and you really need everyone to just be polite and pretend she's not there.
Just excuse her. I know you can't ignore her because she is making a scene, but if you could please excuse her.
Later we'll have to poof. We'll have to poof DOS. Please forgive my dear Aunt Sally. She's made a fool of our family today.
Mm-hmm. 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 She's a mess. She's a full mess. Oh, you guys.
Oh, I was going to say before, speaking of good real estate keywords, love an ensuite.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, an ensuite.
That's just a bathroom that's connected to the room.
A bathroom that's connected to a master. Right? Yes. Typically, like a master bedroom will have like an ensuite, but a guest bedroom could have an ensuite too.
It's a bathroom not for the other people in the house.
Yes.
It's your bathroom.
It's for you. Yes. Mm. It's not a public, it's not like a Jack and Jill where you
not
have
Jack
like
and Jill.
Doors on both sides. This is just like an, it's a, I was like, oh, that makes sense. It's, it's like
a Jack and Jill bathroom is a cute thing to look at and a bad thing to live with. I think.
Yes.
I think the Jack it's and bad. Jill bathroom is a design flaw for the purpose of a bathroom, which is to have one person in it. A bathroom does not need multiple egresses.
I know. Yeah, I fully agree. I also think that unlike a regular old stationary guest bathroom, one that doesn't move around your house.
Well, I hate bathrooms that do the Harry Potter Hogwarts stairway thing, and they're not there when you need them to be, because there's no room that I need to be in one place all of the time more than a bathroom. Yeah.
And that's how you end up on the third floor corridor almost getting eaten by a three-headed dog is because you got a bathroom that rotates.
Did you know the room of requirement 90% of the time is a bathroom? When someone is going into a room and it's the room that they need, it's almost always a bathroom.
That's what Dumbledore used it for during the Yule Ball, but also sometimes it's a cupboard to store sherry bottles. Okay, we don't need this deep dive.
Tawny, what were you saying before we did that?
I was just supporting your distaste of a Jack and Jill bathroom, and I was just going to elaborate. My reason why is because a regular bathroom, everyone knows this is a common bathroom. Anyone could use it at any time, so you behave a certain way. But when you have a Jack and Jill, then you have two persons in two separate bedrooms who believe they have a personal bathroom. So you're always disappointed in a way.
The Jack and Jill bathroom is a great place to fetch a pail of water, though.
Brett.
I mean, it should be. It should be.
Brett!
Dana, I'm going to need you to mute Brett real quick.
I can walk over there and just take the mic.
Yeah, no, I meant physically. I meant physically. Oh, yeah, I need to over see. His mouth.
Connie, do you like this setup?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know what?
He's not wrong.
I hope you fall down and break your crown molding.
Oh, see, I set you up.
Oh, boy.
This is not the hill of a joke that I want to die on. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, my goodness. Most accidents happen in the home.
That's true. We always talk that about car accidents, too. The most car accidents happen within a mile of your house.
Maybe everybody should leave. Get away from the house.
Drive quickly away from your home. Nothing bad will happen.
That's actually the plot of Monster House.
Is that true?
Really?
That's a fact.
There's a monster in the house and you have to get out of it quickly.
The monster is the house. You got to get away.
Whoa. The house can have a crown. The monster is a house. I got to watch
that monster's
movie.
A queen.
That's a queen monster.
This is a moment where I have to like stop and go, are we saying anything at all?
I mean, I feel like there should just be a podcast shirt that says, was any of that anything?
I know, truly. Like,
yeah.
This is what I do on my show, though, is I just ask, is this what you guys are here for? Because I know that it's not, but yet they keep coming back, and most of it is this. So I like to say, is this what you are here for?
That's a good retort. I like that. It's also a product of just like, you know, being comfortable with you, and like you just can get in like little speech cycles, and then I go, wait, how long since we've said anything?
Yeah, well, I feel like we've talked about that last time where we were like, wait, we're too comfortable and we're just like being weird and breezy. So what's this show normally like?
Well,
you guys
in this
interrogate people?
Yeah, and normally we do a sort of like good cop, bad cop. Who's the good cop? Who's the bad cop? Obviously, neither of us are police officers. We couldn't. It's just not our path. Sure. So we sort of interrogate as friends.
Okay.
No, this is exactly what it's been like, I would say.
Yeah.
Except that you
like
haven't.
It.
I mean, hey. Sure.
Hey.
I
had a segue.
Okay, it's pressure's like barge on, Dana.
This is the best way to do a segue. I have
a segue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, great. Monster House reminded me of the Disney Channel original movie Smart House, which I feel like I've been sleeping on Disney Plus in general, even though we have it. And I know that all the Disney Channel original movies are out. And a lot of like the ladies at work have been talking about like ranking all the Disney Channel original movies. So has anybody been deep diving in on that list, or does anybody care? Just me.
I don't think I know. What do you mean a Disney Channel original? You're talking like Bedknobs and Broomsticks? Like
no, we're talking like Johnny Tsunami or the
13th
one.
Year, Xenon Girl of the 21st Century, Smart House. There was a whole run in the late 90s into the 2000s and into Forever and Ever and Ever, like apexing with High School Musical being the sort of like crown jewel of the Disney Channel original movie pantheon.
Okay.
But it was there was like two decades of movies that got us to that point. Halloween Town was an early one.
Oh, okay.
But yes, those are all on Disney Plus. I haven't rewatched any of them, although I did recently rewatch Smart House, like I think within the last 2 years. And that's pretty, it has, you know, a lot to say about how technology really rules us all.
I think I understand what happened is that in those years you're describing, I no longer had the Disney Channel because my grandma stopped paying for it at her house. So then what I did was I made a hard pivot to just like musical theater. Oh my gosh, someone is moving something very heavy upstairs. And I just started like listening to the Evita Broadway cast recording over and over and over. So that's where I was during these Disney Channel years.
I think
that's
a powerful pivot.
I think
and
so too.
Yeah, I support it. I think that's a great way to spend your time.
Is that a top musical for you?
It was in like 1996, like right when the movie came out. I had like just gotten into the musical before the movie came out. So I felt like I had all this ownership over it. I was
for
like,
sure.
The way Patti LuPone does it is different. But yeah, I really, really loved it. I really loved the Che part. I just thought he had such fun stuff to sing.
Ooh. Yeah, what would be your dream role that maybe you wouldn't normally be cast in?
Ooh, that I wouldn't normally... Well, I used to always say Dot from Sunday in the Park because, I mean, like Bernadette Peters just gave like the ultimate performance doing it. And I was just like, oh, I'm not like quirky and little enough to like, you know, she's such a like weird little quirky ingenue. But also like, I don't think I could sing it. But if it was going to be like a dude role, like a traditionally dude role, you know, maybe like a... Oh my God, have you guys ever seen Jekyll and Hyde?
Yes.
I know the soundtrack pretty well.
Yeah, I know the
so
soundtrack.
Wild. I did it in community theater once, and it is like one of the worst musicals ever written, but I bet the Jekyll and Hyde part itself would be so fun because you're just playing like these two different maniacs and you're wearing like ascots and stuff.
There's some good songs in there. Like
I love it.
This is
I,
the moment is, bad, a, is like a classic musical theater jam.
This is the moment is... I'm going to argue it's not a good song, but it has so many modulations that it makes you feel like it's a good song.
Oh, the
like
lyrics are garbage. The lyrics are garbage. The words of that song are like, the time is now. This is the moment. Like, it's literally just like variations on how to say this is the moment over and over and over again.
I'm sorry to do this is not according to plan, but Tawny, will you give us a song that is a bad, good song?
Ooh, sure.
You know, like take all of those tropes of like the big sort of emotional moment musical. You know, give us your own take on this idea.
Okay, I like that. And what track should I use for that? What kind of lends itself the best to like emotional swells?
I feel like Emo One might be our best bet.
Yeah, I think Emo. And in the ultimate yes. Jess and I, I'm sure, saw that track and was like, ooh, someone's going to get to do an emo song, but let's have you do it.
Okay, hell yeah.
Right, so this is a song, this is
the moment song.
Oh, this is the moment, and everything that's wrong with this is the moment,
right.
Lyrically speaking.
Okay.
Looking at each other. good. I feel good, but not as good as when I'm with you. Oh, when I'm with you, I saw you. I know I said that before, but I saw you walking by, and you made me feel, 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 feel. I feel, I can't help feeling, because you. Something real, it's so real. I want you to peel back my feelings like an onion or an orange and find out what's inside. More feelings, yeah, more feelings. Next, until I tell you.
Woo! Woo! How I feel.
We'll never know.
How
we'll
I feel. Never know.
Oh, I'm so glad my connection came back in time for that.
That song's a banger, you guys. Just the instruments alone.
Scott, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the guitar would have been better if it had been Brett.
I don't even know about that. That was great.
That was
what a pretty jam. Rockin'.
I loved it.
I loved it. I was jealous of it, and I did love it.
You know what? I discovered I did a thing that I do sometimes with when I'm just like singing cover songs. Is I'm like, huh, this isn't really suited for like, this isn't the key for me. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to definitely sing everything up on like the fifth and like weird fourths and stuff to make sure it really doesn't sit well in my voice. I'm going to hang out up there.
I do that all the time. Instead of going to, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like you lock onto it and you're just like, well, I'm going to stay up here because I've chosen this. And it's like, no, you can move around, especially when we're making
up
the song.
No, it's the melody that I made, and I made it one time, and everyone will know if I do a different
one.
And
so now this is where I am.
This is where I am. Look, Paul McCartney's 70-something years old, and he still sings everything in the same key from 1966. So what excuse do I have?
Why not me? I'm the same as Sir Paul McCartney. Why not me? Speaking of roles that we wouldn't get cast in, I mean, that's like every time I try to sing along to a male line. Like if I'm singing through the last 5 years, I'm singing Jamie's songs. And yeah. I'm always like, ugh, I can't do it consistently. Like I have to shift halfway through and go up the octave or go back down because he started at, you know, hey kid, good morning, which I think of almost every morning. And it's a bummer because that's a sad song.
What a way to wake up.
A sad way to start your day.
I know, but it's such a good little da 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 da, like it's morning. Oh, this is sad.
What if I could give you something from Evita? Wait, is there anything about morning?
Oh my God, guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey kid, good morning.
Stay up late.
It's similar to singing in the rain. That's all that was in my head.
I'm sure.
I had to get purposeful. That out.
Jess, I had one of those earlier this week. I was trying to find like some quiet like music for my daughter, and I was like, "Oh, these Velvet Underground songs are very sleepy." And then I like listened back, and I'm like, "Oh, these are lyrics from hell." No, but
can't
for
put
a
that
moment,
in a sweet baby's head.
No, yeah. It was real nice until I thought about it.
Well, yeah. You can. You famously can say anything you want to babies until they're of an age where they can understand you.
Which is immediately.
and they're sponges and they're building their knowledge all the time.
No, I think it's important to put some stuff out there that's like wild. Just as the first time they've heard it from you and they can't comprehend it yet.
Even Good Morning, Good Morning, I always want to sing in the morning, but it's about staying up late. I mean,
what am I supposed to sing this song?
What are we supposed to do? Can we get a musical with a morning song that's actually about the dang morning?
Yeah, Jess? Actually, Jess, could you give us one of those?
Yes. Oh boy, I would love to give you a morning song that's actually about the morning.
It's not about not about cheating on your partner. It's not about staying up late. It's about the morning.
It's about the morning.
And Jess, I'm going to give you this added challenge because what are we if we don't challenge our friends and each other?
What are we?
I want no metaphor. I want no cliches. I just want facts about
the morning. Describe the morning to us.
This isn't a euphemism for something else for someone's relationship. This is you woke up and these are things that happen.
Amazing.
What do you think, Tani? Is this...
What are you feeling?
Well, it's either drunken lazy porch blues or it's Italiano. And I'm trying to think of what has a more morning...
Hey guys, refresh your page. I'm not sure all these songs are up there.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's one of the new ones.
Ah, okay.
Maybe it's Snappy Jazz Orphan.
Yeah.
It might be. Yeah. It might be Snappy Jazz Orphan. Tani, does that feel right to you?
I think that's what Scott was implying by reminding us that there was a new track.
That's what
I
think, too.
A completely unrelated comment, Jess.
It would also be absurd for someone that wasn't Jess on this podcast to sing a song that literally has the word orphan in the title. And I say this not at any disrespect to actual orphans, simply to the Oliver Twist vibes that Jessica is frequently bringing to
the Oliver Twist
characters.
That I played.
That's right.
All right. So this is a morning song with no cliches, no metaphors. Just a song about the morning. Here I go.
Hey! One, two. It's time my alarm went off. It made a little dingle. It wasn't a cough. And so my eyes open and I look around. Ooh, wow. What have I found? Ooh, let me take it. It's just a little task. I gotta take off my sleep mask. Because I woke up at a weird time in the middle of the night. Tried to fall back asleep. Me snooze, but it won't let. Oh, what I do. Oh, let me snooze. It's morning, morning. Oh, let me snooze. Oh, what do I do? It's morning, good morning. It's morning, morning time. My face ID didn't work because the sleep mask was covering my eyebrows. I don't even want to see the news. And then the other on the side of my bed. And I'll use that momentum to get my body up and get my head off of the pillow from my bed. Now I'm walking 4 feet around and I don't want to stub my toe. If I stub my toe, oh no. How will we get the day back? Ooh-wee, what do we do? Good morning, good morning. Ooh-wee, what do we do? The first thing.
That's true.
But I will make a cup of coffee and ooh, I'm gonna do it with some zing. Recently got into pour over, but I don't yet have a burr grinder. But soon I'm gonna get a burr grinder. But let me boil the water first. Now what should I look at this puzzle? No, give your day a little more hustle. Go and look at the to-do list you have for the day. What does it say? It says workout. I should get dressed. And it's a problem I must confess. If I don't start in my workout clothes, I'll never work out, so I suppose. Let me get out of these PJs and put on my workout clothes.
Oh God, Jessica, I resonate so hard with so many of the things you said in that song. If you do not immediately get up and put on the aspirational clothing for like wanting to work out, it's just not gonna happen.
It's over.
Oh my God.
I also love the sentiment, oh no, hope I don't stub my toe. How will I get my day back? Like, it's just a day ruiner.
You'll get off on the wrong foot right
there.
Also, true fact about Jessica, not a huge fan of breakfast foods.
Yes.
Specifically doesn't like eggs. Much like the general Animal Crossing population is angry about eggs.
I'm into eggs in savory, like in Asian, you know, on like a bibimbap or like a egg fried rice, or like you're making your own kind of bowl and you put an egg on it. I'm into that. But a traditional like scrambled egg, a frittata, none of that is bringing me to the party. Mm. And in general, I don't have early morning hunger.
Dana was mouth open for part of that sentence. I also don't have early morning hunger, and it baffles my wife.
You know what's wild? I'm going to keep offending Dana, and for that I'm sorry. I don't like most like Italian pasta dishes. Like, I just don't like
Tony. That's the
pasta.
Wildest shit I've ever heard. Whoa. In my
life.
I
know, it's like I wasn't raised in America. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's just like a red sauce, and I've had very good Italian food, and I can acknowledge a great chef, and I'll be like, this is very well prepared. But like, just in general,
I want to dive into this a little bit, if it's okay. Do you like ramen?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not a noodle issue.
No, it's a combination of file.
Okay, it's we're not liking basil, garlic,
oregano, garlic.
Not
love
your
a
thing.
Garlic.
Love a
I
garlic.
I would rather have it with like brighter like cilantro or sure. with, you know, or okay. yeah, I lean more towards Asian profiles than towards Italian-y ones.
I think that is totally fair. Are you a seafood fan?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, love seafood.
Love to see food. It's not like to eat it right after. Hey, I'll leave. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, get out of here. You got to go.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Hey, Brett, could you mute me, please?
Because I feel like, what about a light lemon shrimp pasta?
This is certainly the closest I'll get. Like if there's like a cast dinner or something and someone's chosen like a really nice Italian place, I'm definitely looking for the seafood on the menu.
Yeah.
Because okay. none of the red sauces like, are bringing me to the table.
Okay, Sicilian food would do you well.
You want to be more like in that pocket of the true Mediterranean, like, I mean, all of Italy, Mediterranean, but like
Cinque Terre.
That pocket,
that's
yeah.
a phrase I've been screaming at my other friends for a while and now it's in the world. Ooh. Here. Cinque Terre is a very fun thing to yell.
Let's all say Cinque Terre and take a quick break.
A Cinque Terre!
They invented pesto. Sure.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals. anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics. Welcome back. It's difficult to describe the energy of what just happened in the brief break that we have. I will try to sum it up quickly. Tawny's publicist Maria is on the line with us. Maria and Jess are realizing that they were both in Northwestern, basically in the same building for much of their time there. And they know a lot of the same people, but have never met each other. Maria has not have her camera on, but she's also, it seems like, maybe not actually a real person, but a sort of amalgamation of everyone on Earth constructed into an artificial human to make us all feel seen and heard and feel like there are other people like us.
Yeah.
Everyone I've seen her encounter, she has someone in common, something in common with.
Because the two of you both did, what was that?
We both did barrel racing, which is a rodeo event where you literally just run around three barrels in a cloverleaf pattern as fast as you can, and it's timed.
Wait, running with your feet?
So, no, on a horse.
Okay, sorry, just had to check.
Rodeo events that are foot races.
I know nothing about the rodeo, so like you run around a barrel. I was like, okay, I clearly don't understand what a rodeo is. I thought there were animals involved.
I'm so sorry, but someone does need to use the track Saloon Cowboy now. And I don't know which of you it is.
I think it's Tawny.
Okay.
Because I think Tawny, I do
Tawny
need...
needed some country vibes.
Didn't we use that for the first one?
But we used it.
No, yeah. Sorry. The drunken lazy porch blues.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm so bad at blues. This is why I work in the country sphere, because I'm so bad at finding blue notes. But, you know.
I mean, it's just sort of slide guitar. It could be country-ish. It's just
okay.
We're just calling tracks different things because we've made so many of them now.
It's not like a traditional. It's not 12-bar blues.
Ooh, this is good. This feels very Bonnie Raitt. Okay,
oh, great.
Okay,
just making sure it was loud enough. Sounds good. Cool. Also, what is this about? Did you guys tell me what to sing about?
Well, I kind of want to. I want you to take whatever you want from rodeo events that are on foot, barrel racing. finding out you have barrel racing in common with people. I want you to prune any of that and plant your own garden with it.
Oh, I love a garden. I don't have a green thumb, but I do have the tools.
You could sing about that too. If that's what you want to sing.
Just emotionally, I think we needed this type of music to come in at this moment.
I think that's right. And just
emotionally, I think you're right. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
discovered one day that you were my kind of person because of something you said. You had a horse and you named him Daryl, and you used to take him and run him around some barrels. Yeah, I'm gonna keep going even though Zoom kicked me off. Barrel racing Daryl, that horse was fast. Trying to fix my technical issue while I'm singing the song. I'm undeterred, much like Daryl was long. That's right, I'm still going. I'm gonna share my audio back so you all can hear it. That was flawless and I won't take any flack. That was perfect, just like Daryl, the barrel racing horse. We all have something in common. If you're a robot, of course we do, 'cause you're not real. Oh, you're not. Simile of several ideas, and I couldn't even tell you what you are, I beg, because I was just trying to get to something about just not liking eggs, and we got there eventually. I told you I don't like linguine. We all discovered something about ourselves. Don't put it on a shelf like those beautiful trophies from the barrels I ran. Get them off of that shelf and hold them right in your hand. You deserve it. Oh yeah, we all learned something about each other today. We learned that we have things in common and things that make us different. Like Dana. Dana's Italian. I'm not. Huh. Who'd have thought? That's right. You can be from anywhere you want. Based on what you eat, you can be from kind of.
Oh my god.
Incredible.
That was awesome.
Incredible. Iconic performance, dropping out of the Zoom, continuing the song, coming insane. Back in, telling us what's happening.
Really sort of filling us in on what's gone on since you left the Zoom.
I mean, I no, challenge you to find me a human who would have done that besides Johnny.
I would have bailed. I would have 100% bailed. I would not come back in and be like, look, so there's Daryl and he's the barrel racing horse. And we've all learned things. And that's all you need to know. You're caught up. And the moral is you can be from anywhere you want, which is an interesting sort of thing to be spouting in the year 2020. So I can I am from wherever I am. But
that's a weird thing.
I think it's good. I think it's strong. I think it's right. I think it's correct.
Okay.
Wow.
Here's the thing. Like, my track just kept going. So even though the internet failed us, I knew that I had the foundation of the fact that that song was playing and I was recording it. So this is going to be a nightmare to piece together. And Brett, I feel for you, but I was not going to stop.
No,
and you know what that tells me? And you know what that tells me? Mm-hmm. That's because you're a musician.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're a musician.
You're thinking like who's recorded
that's
songs
right.
before. Yeah.
And honestly, and a nightmare to piece together is the subtitle for Off Book Undercovers. Off Book Undercovers, : a nightmare to piece together.
: sorry, Brett, poor Brett.
: sorry, Brett, poor Brett. dash sponsored by Coke Zero. The Coke was zero calories.
How many calories?
Zero.
Oh, it's like 100, but if only 2/3 of those numbers were real.
100 calories.
And you know what those two numbers that you want to be real, those two zeros, they look like the two O's in the word Zoom. And so I would just like to implore the Zoom Corporation, the Zoom Organization, the Zoom NGO, whatever you all are, to please consider sponsoring the Off Book podcast, because then maybe I could get like a stronger connection, and then I wouldn't have to like drop out all the time. So
hey,
just put it
Zoom?
Out there.
You're hearing it from Tawny here first. You want to sponsor Off Book.
You want to sponsor Off Book. And I'm going to sort of loop in AT&T and also Verizon. You guys are going to get on this. You're going to want to hit us with that fiber optic network. You're going to want to give us all the strongest. We want internet too. We want the internet that other people don't have access to yet. We want the proprietary internet.
Someone's at the door, and it is T-Mobile, and he's brought his friend Sprint along. They don't want to be left out either. So these guys all need to come on, sponsor Off Book, get us some fiber optic cables. Please leave your 5G poisoning at home.
Leave it at home. T-Mobile and Sprint, they did come. They are gay married now. Those two men are in one relationship with one corporation. I think it's just T-Mobile. Happened very recently. A lot of mergers going on right now. I'm a little worried that not all government watchdog agents' eyes are where they should be. I don't mean to bring it down. I'm just a little concerned because we're all focusing on
things. Think that maybe no one's paying attention to mergers and sort of like trust busting? You think no one's got their eye on that right now?
I'm a little worried that maybe that's not where people's focus is.
What do you mean? Elon Musk just had a baby with Grimes.
And he named it a series of symbols. Which
I can't. I just cannot.
I won't, actually.
Great. Don't. Let's not.
I can't. I won't. I don't.
Is there an unsubscribe from Elon Musk? Is there an option to opt out?
I did, actually. I've opted out of Elon Musk. You can. I recommend it.
I will still use his products if they're good. However, I just don't want the day-to-day info. I'd rather what Zach is talking about. I want government watchdogs.
I want
looking over the shoulders of these. What were you talking about? I don't know. But I want more of that.
Me too.
Hey, Brett, what you got there?
Oh, hey. Funny you should ask. This is the automaton. Do you want to see what sound the automaton makes?
I sure do.
What is that? I don't understand what it is. Wait, everybody get a weird instrument. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on.
It's a very hard instrument to play.
She's falling right into our trap of this segment where we play weird instruments.
Oh, Zach, you got one.
Brett, what was the name of that segment?
That was What Sound Does the Automaton Make?
This is a segment of called What Sound Do the Things Make? Brought to us by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. What sound does the wooden frog make? We'll never know. We'll never find out. And I don't even think that we'll hear a sound similar to what the sound Woodbert the Wooden Frog would make if he did. Tawny, do you have a segment for us? These segments are generally called What Sound Does the Blank Make?
This is called, I don't know what this item is called, but this is what sound does the wooden corn on the cob looking thing I'm holding that belongs to my husband, who's a percussionist, who surely knows what it is, but I don't, make. Maybe I'm not even playing it right. How's that sound?
It sounds like the sound that a wooden corn would make.
Yeah, wooden corn indeed. Melodious, eh?
I love it. What a great segment. Sorry, can you book in that segment for me? And that was
what sound does the wooden corn thing that I'm holding that I don't know what it's called, it belongs to my husband who's a percussionist and he surely knows what it's called, make.
Thank you, Tawny. We go to Dana now. Dana, do you have a segment for us?
I do. I have a similar segment to Tawny's. This is what sound does the other wooden corn make?
You have a wooden corn too? What is this?
Double corn.
We literally have the same wooden corn. What's it called?
Oh my God, it exploded all over me. Stuffed
That's a popcorn.
And that's what sound does the other wooden corn make. That's an insane coincidence that I'm sure will not be repeated at all in any of these segments.
Wow. Two corns and two automatons.
Sorry. I haven't introduced my segment. Yeah, my segment is what sound does the other automaton make?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. This is the wildest thing I've ever seen.
That's Edelweiss. Hold on.
And that's Weezer.
Thank you, Adel Rafai, for giving us this automaton literally years ago.
Yep, because it looks like the off-book music notes.
Because it looks like the off-book music notes. We'll take a picture with holding them at the end, and we'll put that up on the gram.
Dana and I have to hold our corn.
Oh, yeah, we'll all hold our corn, and we'll hold our corn and our automatons. Jess, you have a segment for us today?
I have a segment. This segment is called, what sound does the almost empty bottle of Aperol make?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whoa.
This is the, what sound does the almost empty bottle of Aperol make? Brought to you by an almost empty bottle of Aperol.
Ooh. Hell yeah, we jug band in this shit.
There we go. Now, that might not have been good for the computer mic, but I'm telling you, it was great for the mic into the Zoom recorder.
It was pretty good.
Guys, I have a segment I'm pretty excited about.
Excellent. Scott, I'd love to hear your segment.
Cool. Yeah. So, guys, I have in front of me my stylophone, so I'm very excited to bring you a segment I like to call, what sound do the dead batteries inside my stylophone make? Oh, my. This has been What Sound Do the Dead Batteries Inside My Stylophone Make? Next week, maybe we'll hear what the stylophone itself sounds like.
Excellent.
Amazing.
That is the segment, What Sound Do All These Things Make? Brought to you by What Sound Does Woodbird the Wooden Frog Make? Hopefully sometime we will find out what sound the wooden frog makes.
Say, Zach.
Hey, Jess.
Listen, I don't want to like overly call this shot, but we did sort of talk about pasta, and there is a track called Italiano.
You're not wrong in a traditional sense.
And traditionally, you have a Sicilian background.
I sure do. Ancestry.com puts it way lower than I would think it actually is, because my dad is 50-50. Mine is 3.
What?
Really?
3%?
Yeah, I have some Eastern European Jewish DNA that just sort of cleaned house in terms of the Ancestry.com breakdown.
It was dominant. It was dominant,
but I believe that it is in there, and it certainly is 25% of my history.
Yes, your history and your heritage, if not your exact DNA.
I missed what Scott played.
Scott played batteries.
Hang on, I'll recap for you, Tommy. It sounded a lot like this.
Ooh, spicy.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tawny, I'm just making Zach sing a song because we have a track called Italiano. We touched on pasta. And so I'm just doing a real, some might say forced circle back.
Love
but,
it.
But here it is.
What is this song about? Is it just a pasta song?
You know, I really just want to let you choose. I want you to pull.
I thrive with limitations.
Okay, great.
Only because I feel like we have on off book done a song where we just like list a bunch of pastas. Sure. Yeah, Tawny,
what if Zach, could you imagine a world where you don't enjoy pasta and what that would look like for you and how you would spend your days?
Thank you. Thank you so much for this. That's what I wanted. And I've got it. And between you and Jessica, you've given me everything I need. And I thank you both.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Here we go. In a world where pasta is bad. Oh, pasta, 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 no thank you. Yucky, yucky, yucky pasta, oop, 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 oop. Do not put the noodles in my mouth or in my face. Get you stinky pasta right out of the place. Pasta tastes so bad, it's so slurpy and it's gross. I would take the pasta and throw it in the ocean. Throw it in the stinky little sea. No thank you pasta for me. No thank you pasta, you will get rid of the pasta. No thank you pasta, throw the pasta away. Take all the pasta, put it in the trash. I don't want your pasta, the pasta can go away fast. You take a linguine and you throw it in the sea. Then you take a dumpster full of pasta tea. Now you take the spaghetti and you throw it to the moon. A whole potato pasta doesn't come back anytime soon. You take the farfalle and you burn it in the sun. Now you take more noodles and you throw it under the ground. Dig a big hole, pasta inside. Now the pasta have nowhere to hide. Put the pasta inside of the hole. Oh no, thank you, pasta. Pasta, go away. We don't like the pasta today or any day. You eat some me, my name is Mario. And when you ask me if I like pasta, ooh, I say you know. And the pasta, some people say, delicious traditional Italian food. But when the people pasta, pasta can go into space. No, thank you, pasta. Get the pasta right out of my face. No, thank you, pasta. Shoot a pasta out of a gun. If you give me pasta, then I tell you that I'm done. If you give me pasta, I tell you that I am done. A perfect Italian accent. Thank you.
Delicioso.
Isamui, delicioso.
That was so enjoyable.
We just have one left, which is this a song that Zach made for a...
It's a beat.
It's a beat, yeah.
So this is going to be a rap. A wrap it up rap.
Oh, rap, yeah.
And I don't know that I need Jessica to do a straight up recap of all the things that have happened here. Maybe this wrap it up rap is about sort of all of the ways that we can deliver presents to each other. Both sort of gift wrapped. Maybe it's emotional wrapping.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
once
about
we see
a,
each other
a
again.
Snake that, mm-hmm.
All the gifts that you'll give to your friends just for joy of being able to see each other.
This is a gift wrap. This is a rap about gifts, and it's a gift wrap with an R. Is that good?
That's very
that
good,
good.
Yeah.
Is okay. This what you guys are here for?
Is that what
is this what you want? Yeah, gift wrap rap. Okay. Okay. One, two. Yeah. Let me just take a riff. I gotta wrap you up just a little gift. Oh, am I gonna give a little slack or am I gonna not put it in a bag? Gonna get those corners so tight so you know I care about you, alright. Gonna get a partner to hold down the ribbon. Oh yeah, gonna, oh what, I beginning on those curls. I'm your girl, I'm getting tight little curls on your present. I'm getting tight little present gifts. I'm getting gifts and presents and gifts. Oh yeah, oh what is this? If I told you then it wouldn't be wrapped up. And that if I did that, oh so messed up. Because part of the action is part of the tear. And I put that paper there so you know that I care. Because if I just handed this to you, can you imagine what you do? You say, I guess you gave me something, but it wouldn't be a gift. So I'll give you all that paper so you can rip. And yeah, oh yeah, you might need scissors. So, cause I made that ribbon oh so tight. And I tied that knot not once but twice. Cause I love you and I'm always nice. What's this gift for? It's not my birthday. Oh no, this gift's cause you got a new door. What's this gift for? It's not the holidays. This gift's cause you got a cool ensuite. Got rid of the Jack and Jill. Yeah, that was right. Gotta give it that kill. Because we need bathrooms with clear doors. That's what the first present was. Remember from before. Remember from before when we did Italian pastas. Had to get them out cause they were impostas. Remember when before we did that barrel. Oh yeah, there was that guy named Daryl. Remember from before where there were two automatons. Remember from before where there was corns in your home. Remember from before when I said hi. Welcome to Off Book. Oh my, this is the wrap up rap. Wrapping it up, rap a tap tap. This is the wrap up rap. I got gift wrap for all occasions. Every single type of celebration. I have a single paper for if you're having a baby. Oh that's right. Oh I don't want to say the is not worth this paper. You are worth this paper. What? Different kinds of paper for different events? Yeah, that's what I'm getting into, friends. I'm getting into different paper for every type of event. Wrap it up.
That was all kinds of a wrap-up rap.
I wrapped it up and I wrapped it up. And I was specifically envisioning I have this wrapping paper for if you're having a baby that's like tiny whales. And it's like, this is just sitting in my cupboard. Anyway.
I have to hold on to that.
That's what I say.
You wrapped everything up.
In a neat little package with those tight ribbon curls.
The only thing that it's missing is a wrap-up of our incredible guest, Tawny Newsome. You're taking the world by storm. The thing. Yeah. Tell the people about the things.
Okay, we got Space Force, or maybe we could say Spaccia Forte coming out on May 29th.
Spaccia Forte, put an pasta into the moon.
Ever since we started filming Space Force, I've been saying Spaccia Forte for no reason. There is nothing overtly Italian about the Space Force, but
well, this is why, because you knew you were going to come here and I was going to talk about spending spaghetti into space. And now here we
are. Exactly. Spaccia Forte, May 29th on the Netflix. That's a little program on your internet browser that your computer just goes to by itself at this point, I think.
That's true.
So I don't need to tell you how to find it. And then Twilight Zone. I'm in season two of the Twilight Zone. Spooky. Legally, they told us we have to say spooky after we mentioned it. No, but that's in the beginning of June. That's on CBS All Access. After that, guys, my love of space comedy started right here with Make Space for Family. But this new space family I have, oh boy, I'm doing it. Star Trek Lower Decks is coming out sometime this summer or this fall. We're not sure. Guys, I'm still recording. The Zoom has kicked me off, but I want you to know, hey, while I don't have Jess and Zach here breathing down my neck, telling me what I'm supposed to be like, I can tell you, my real true fans, that the only way to live is to live true, live loud, scream hello to your neighbor, never say it in a quiet voice because that's how they know that you love them. All right, guys, I sure do love my fans, my people. Just waiting for this Zoom meeting to come back. They might cut some of this out.
Wow, Tawny has so many incredible projects. And if you're not watching and listening to all of them, I don't know you. We have nothing in common. You are not the person who has all things in common.
And yes, we will take credit for...
I'm back in. I was still signing off and saying goodbye to my real fans without you guys here. So now that the cops are back, I got to cut it off, y'all. But you heard what I said.
Incredible. Incredible. Thank you so much, Tawny, for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. Give it up for Brett near the fret.
Give it up for Dana in the vicinity of the sticks. Give it up for Scott, looking and occasionally playing the piano, but not in real time with this podcast.
Hella cool. Give it up for yourselves for listening. Stay safe, stay well. Give it up for this entire program, which is brought to you by Zoom, AT&T, Coke Zero, and... Woodbert, the wooden frog.
What sound does the wooden frog make? Well, hopefully we'll find out next time. As we say at the end of every episode, if you're barrel racing in a rodeo,
you're gonna be something, someone I should know.
That's right. Bye.
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 Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.